The White House Report.
34 days and counting for this U.S. government shutdown. The question is, when will it end? As we sit and wait to see when the government will reopen and federal workers will begin to get paid again, there's a takeaway for new Congressional Black Caucus Chair Karen Bass.
Well, my biggest takeaway is that, you know, the president did not understand how the government works. And if you recall that famous Oval Office meeting with the leaders, with Speaker Pelosi and Schumer, she essentially had to do an on the air civics program and explain to him that we're a co-equal branch of the government. He thought that he won something because he won some seats in the Senate. And if you recall, he mentioned that during that meeting. He didn't, and I think he still doesn't understand what it means that the power has shifted in one house of Congress. That reality is going to become very clear when subpoenas are issued and hearings are held. We're not at that point right now. But I think that he has boxed himself in a corner, and you remember very well that he had agreed. There was an agreement. There was a bill that was passed, you know, unanimously out of the Senate. And then he heard from Rush Limbaugh and Ann Coulter, and he changed his mind. What I hope he comes to understand is that he is never going to satisfy Ann Coulter and Rush Limbaugh, and they shouldn't be the ones running the government. His cabinet should help him understand that. So even when he did his, you know, 10-minute speech the other day where he forgot to mention the 800,000 federal workers, they attacked him, and they said that he was talking about amnesty. So he needs to not perform for Ann and Rush. He needs to perform for the American people. He needs to let the senators off the hook because he essentially, I mean, he's holding everybody hostage, but he is especially holding the Republicans hostage, both in the Senate and the House. If he says, okay, I got what I needed, you know, let's go ahead and open up the government again, that is what he should do. And then because we know that he lies on a daily basis, I can imagine that he would essentially say he won, he's going to build the wall, and he beat Nancy Pelosi, whether it's true or not. And remember, this is the president who said he could go to Times Square and shoot somebody and everybody would still love him. So why can't he open up the government? Everybody will still love him from his point of view.
I'm April Ryan, AURN News.